Good evening and welcome to Get Started, Go Deeper, Ask a Whole Life Healing Coach. I'm here and my name is Kay Spooner and I am a certified healing codes and whole life healing coach with Dr. Alexander Lloyd. Today in the central U.S. where I am, it is July the 18th, 2019. This call is being recorded and will be available in the resources section. Go there and look under calls and podcasts. And there's a paragraph there about the Thursday calls. And inside that, there's a place to access the archives. And that's where this call will be posted as soon as possible. Today, we want to answer questions that might be in the way of your using healing codes and other of Dr. Alex's products effectively. We will do the trilogy process together this evening to help you get started with that if you need that or to encourage you in its use. We welcome your questions, and they're very important to us. And in just a little bit, I'll direct you about how to ask, how to let me know that you have a question so that we can open your line. I appreciate your being here. I know that your time is valuable, and there are lots of things to do with it. I'm reminded all the time how much stuff there is to learn and how many things there are to listen to and to do and to accomplish in my own life, and I'm not even really very busy. So I know that your time is valuable, and we appreciate you being here. Thank you. Okay, our disclaimer. Tonight's session of Whole Life Healing Q&A is for informational and educational purposes only, and what you hear from me are my opinions, established over quite a long time, but my opinions nonetheless. The healing codes and trilogy are not intended to diagnose or treat any physical or mental condition or their symptoms, and neither is this call. If you have a condition that needs medical attention, please seek out a trusted medical professional. The healing codes deals with issues of the heart, and it's on these spiritual issues that will focus our attention. So, again, welcome. I'm glad you're here. We have changed our format a little bit, not of this call, but we have changed in that we no longer have the afternoon call. So it's just one a day on Thursdays. We hope that's not inconvenient to anybody too much. I suspect that some people are not able to be here for that reason, and we hope then that you're accessing the recordings, and that's why they're there. Okay, let's do the trilogy process together. It'll help us all get ourselves moved from where we have been through the day and what we've been doing and thinking about into this space of thinking about what's going on inside our hearts and how we can positively affect that in ourselves and even in others. So let's move to that now. Choose something that you'd like to focus on during this code. Excuse me, please. Choose something you'd like to focus on during this code. And I think that I will be focusing on being the best open conduit I can be for the information that needs to come and go during this call. So that's what mine's going to be. You choose yours, and whatever it is, that's excellent. We're going to do the trilogy, but first just make sure that you are comfortable, that you are supported, that you can breathe easily and support your arms and all that while we're doing these codes together. Okay, thank you again for joining me. I appreciate it so much. Let's begin with the trilogy then. We'll start with the tapping, the first process, in order to balance and open energy pathways. So we're going to tap on the inner eyebrow and the outer eyebrow temple area, then under the eye, upper lip, between the lower lip and chin, collarbone near the midline, sore spot, down and out a little bit, center of the chest, under the arm, under the nipple, on the hand, now thumb, index finger, middle finger, pinky, side of the hand, karate chop area, and now the back of the hand, between your pinky and ring finger. We're going to do the eye exercises. Eyes open, closed, open. Hold your head still, look down left, down right. Circle eyes up and over to the left and back up and over to the right. Hum. Count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and hum. Okay. Now the healing codes part. So we're going to start with both hands bridge, and we ask that images and beliefs and cellular memories that are related to this issue in the way of its healing would be found and opened and healed. Both hands, Adam's apple, and that those would be healed by infusing the truth and love and light and life of God into our hearts and souls and cells. Both hands, jaws. Now I'm at a place where I can say breathe. Hope you've been breathing the whole time. Both hands, temples. Left palm at the base of the skull, right palm at the forehead. Switch, left palm, forehead, right palm at the base of the skull. Both hands, low belly. Now we'll do the third portion. We're going to move the hands down to the base of your torso as far as you can get them, and we're going to move up slowly and smoothly through the healing centers or the energy centers. We're going to ask that this river of energy that flows through us might be filled with love and light and life. It might be powerful and abundant, and it might flow freely through open and balanced energy centers. And we're going right up the midline, right up over the forehead and the crown and to the base of the skull. we're going to do that a couple more times because it feels good. Okay. Base of the torso again. Here we go. As you feel a need, if you feel like you're, sometimes I feel like I'm pushing a bubble, and if I feel that way, I stop where that discomfort is and allow it to dissipate, and then move up. We are touching the body. We're not pushing hard enough to push a bubble, but it's just a sensation I have. And throat, forehead, crown, base of the skull. One last time, smoothly and relatively quickly. Okay. All right. Deep breath, in and out. You might notice if something feels any different than it did when we started. Okay. Welcome, everyone. For your questions, which are extremely important and will guide this call, please, those of you who came in with a keypad, press star 2 on your keypad to raise a hand on my screen, and then I can keep track of who has a question. And those of you who are online, if you will please type your question into the chat box there, then I'll check that regularly and see what we can do for you. Okay. Welcome, everybody. I don't know what's on your mind. It's been extremely hot here, and I see that some of us are in the center part of this place where it's really hot, and I don't know about New York if it's really hot right now or not. I haven't paid that much attention to that, but here we've got a heat wave following all this rain we've had all summer, so it's really very, very, very humid and oppressive, and I've been very thankful today that I could just stay in. Mowed early this morning so that I could get that done and not be in the heat of the day, and have just taken it easy most of the day. So, what's going on with you? What is it that we can talk about tonight that will help you in some way? What's come up in your heart that might need attention, or that you'd like to share with us for our growth and edification? We'd appreciate that too. Okay, Patricia, what's the weather like where you are? Is it hot?
It's actually today, it's the coolest day we've had in a long time. It was in the 70s and very overcast today.
Wow.
Last night it poured like a madman. It poured on a party of 5,000 people all dressed in white, which they do every year. They were all gathered at Battery Park, and it was the special dinner. It's a fun thing, but it was... They had to run. It rained. The skies opened up, and everyone had to flee. So today was very overcast, but we've had very, very hot, humid weather, and they're anticipating it to be hot after today again.
Yeah.
So that's what it's like here in New York.
We've had just really strange. It seems so strange. We've had so much downpour rain. I mean, just really. I was trying to get a roof put on my house, and it took 19 days from the time we started till we got it finished. And in between that time, I don't know how much it rained, quite a lot. And then since then, it's rained another 10 inches or so.
Oh my.
And so I'm really glad we got it done. But oh my, it caused some problem.
Of course. Where in Kansas are you, Kay?
I'm in southeast Kansas, so I'm about...
I have relatives in... Yeah.
Go ahead.
I have a cousin in Andover, two cousins, my cousin and his wife.
In Andover?
Kansas.
I went through Andover yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. I live southeast of there, about 65 miles.
Interesting.
But I went through Wichita and then went on up to a little place called Yoder, which is an Amish community.
Really?
Yeah, I went up there to search for something in particular that I needed that I thought maybe their little hardware store up there might have. And I laid my little example down on the desk, and the man looked at me, and he said, I haven't seen anything like that in 30 years. And I thought, okay.
Oh, goodness.
I'm not going to find it here either, but okay.
Well, maybe if you send me a picture, maybe I can help you search.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. I kind of like to do a little research sometimes. Anyway, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling about, you know, I've been doing the Healing Codes since 2013, but I guess I did them the official way the first few days I did them, but then I kind of thought it was too much work to go through all that mental process, and I've been doing them kind of a vaguer way. Mm-hmm. You know, I say the prayer, and I ask for healing with a specific issue, but I don't go into memories or associate feelings and memories from the past. I don't usually.
Okay.
But I want to do it the official. I have a little more time right now. I think you and I talked about my work life. Mm-hmm. I've taken a few weeks off right now, and now I think I'd like to. Yeah. For now, I'm anticipating something bigger, but for now I'm off for a few weeks. So So I would like to try doing it the official way, and I actually did get a custom code last Wednesday that I'm working on. Thing is, I'm having difficulty knowing how to go through the 12 categories, which I know what they are, and I know the feelings and things associated with them. I have them on little cards that I made and I've used for years, but I'm not sure how to connect. For instance, the situation I chose was exhaustion that's been coming over me a lot lately. So I took exhaustion, and she asked me, well, what feelings do you have about it? And I couldn't think of a feeling I had about it. But then later on, after the call was over, like the next day or something, I thought, well, I guess, you know, I do have some feelings about it. But then if you go through the categories, there are feelings associated with the category. I don't know how to connect the category with the feelings I have about it. And
stuff. Okay. Okay. Well, I don't think you have to worry about that too much. If I were you and I were directing you, which I'm going to do, I would just put those feelings about your exhaustion and the category header in the prayer blank. So all the unforgiveness issues related to these feelings about exhaustion.
I'm up to joy. I had to skip a couple of days for reasons I won't go into. So I'm only up to joy now.
Wherever you are.
Yeah.
So just
so
put,
I, let's say my feeling about it.
Blank.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's say the feeling I have about being exhausted is hopelessness or just feeling that I'll never get past this, or just limitation and sadness at limitation. You know, different feelings. I think of different feelings when I do the code at different times. So let's say.
Okay.
Shall
That's
I,
all right.
Do
you
I have
put
to
it in the prayer blank.
Okay.
Go on.
Okay. So, so I don't know how to word it though. So I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all the physical issues related to. Do I say exhaustion? Do I say sadness at exhaustion? And then how do I connect the joy? Sorry. I don't know how to do it technically.
You know what?
So
it doesn't matter how you do it technically.
Well,
it's become an issue. Your heart doesn't have to speak in good English.
It doesn't have to be good English, but I want it to make sense. It needs to make sense for me, and I don't know how to connect the category with the feeling Yeah.
I would say, I would start with the category. I'd say all the joy issues related to, I want to find, open, and heal, images, beliefs, cellular memories, da, 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 da. From or dealing with all the joy issues related to, I would put the category first.
So all the joy issues related to sadness or related to,
well,
exhaustion?
Whatever it is you're feeling right there, sadness with
see, it
exhaustion.
Doesn't make any sense to me. All the joy issues related to sad. I'm sorry.
You don't think
I don't think
joy and sadness
understand.
Are related?
They are, but just doesn't sound right. Just doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I get this way over things. I want them to be the right way. I want them to make sense, and they don't.
And that's very frustrating. You know what, Patricia? Let me just say to you, it's a really good thing that you didn't worry about it all these years.
I knew it was kind of bigger than I could handle.
You would have quit doing the codes.
I know.
So I'm really glad you didn't try to get it all done exactly right at the beginning because you would not have made it over that hump. So I want you to know that it doesn't matter what you say. I mean, it doesn't matter what the order is.
All right.
You want to deal with the joy issues related to this problem.
All right. So I can mention, because to me, it was a long time before I could think of any emotional association with the exhaustion. For me, it was just a question of, oh, my God, I'm so tired I can hardly move. And it wasn't like, oh, my God, I have feelings about this. It wasn't. It was just only in the days following getting the custom code did I sat down and I thought about it. I pondered what, associations I might have. And I did have some insights. But I still didn't know how to quite connect the category with the insights I was having.
Okay.
That's
a normal thing. And I'm glad you're talking about this because people who listen to this call, not the people that are on the call necessarily, won't benefit from it maybe, but people who are listening to this call who are new to this and want to gain information will be in the same position that you are. How does this make sense? Why does it matter how I feel about it? This is the, this is the issue. I've got this condition or that condition or this relationship problem or that. Why does it matter how I feel about it? But how you feel about it is how it connects to the memories that are in your heart. Your emotions are the connection between the physical issue or the manifestation out here in our world, in our life, in our relationships or our success problems or our physical whatever. Those things are connected to our heart issues, to our pictures, to our memories by our emotions. The emotions are the connector.
The emotions connect, our memories. So, in other words, you're saying there is an actual picture, a memory of some kind, which caused a feeling or associated that, and then that from that feeling, I developed this condition.
Well, that could be, or at least the feeling is the thing, the thread that connects the condition with the origination of the condition. Okay? Let me just give an example. I have a friend who, when I first came back home and started doing this back in 2003 or 4 or 5, right, at the beginning, she had recurring cysts in her breast that were benign, and she had gone through several times having to go to the doctor and have them aspirated, and then that's what there was, and she just didn't want to do that again. She was just, didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
So I said, well, would you be interested in trying this thing that I have? She said, well, I might as well. I don't want to do what I know I have to do. So I asked her what emotion was tied to that. And she said, aggravated. I'm just aggravated. And I said, okay, what else are you aggravated about?
Oh.
And she said, I'm aggravated about those dog pens over there. And I said, what? She said, well, my husband, her husband had greyhounds, and he had lots of greyhounds.
Oh. Oh.
And the dog pens were, the road you had to go to get to her house curved around, and you saw the dog pens before you saw the house.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't like it that those dog pens were the first thing that people saw when they came.
Yeah.
I mean, they were in nice shape and all that, but it was dog pens, right?
Yeah, it was.
And so she was aggravated about those dog pens. So I didn't even have her go any further than that. I just, that's all I asked her. And I said, okay, so here's what I want you to do. And I gave her a custom code, and I went off and left her. And I saw her every week for, I mean, I just saw her every week. We had a thing that we met every week for. And she didn't say another thing to me about it, and I didn't say a thing to her about it at all. And I didn't say anything to anybody else about it. And about 8 weeks later, she said, well, I guess I'm going to have to tell you. I said, what are you going to have to tell me? She said that lump is gone. And I said, oh, really? I said, how long has it been gone? She says, oh, about 4 weeks. And I said, oh, good. I said, by the way, how are you feeling about the dog pen? She said, what are you talking about? I said,
wow.
Are the dog pens bothering you? And she said, no. What's the problem with the dog pens? Anyway,
wow.
And I'm not saying the dog pens were the issue that did it, but it was an aggravation was the issue, and it was connected.
Okay.
That was the first thing that came up in her mind about aggravation, but I'm sure there were a whole lot of other things that were aggravations to her also. But that was the emotion that was connecting this manifestation in her body to something in her past. The aggravation was the issue. So that's an example. There was another one. I was working with a young boy, a high schooler, who was playing football, and he got hurt a little bit. And I had opportunity to work with him the next day. And so I can't remember what his emotion was, but anyway, I asked him, you know, what his emotion was about this injury, and he told me. And I said, what else is bothering you like that? And he said, what did he say? Playing football. And I said, oh. I said, so maybe you don't want to, maybe you're playing football for the wrong reason? And he looked at me. He said, how'd you know that? You know, whatever he said, it took me right to, he's playing football for his parents, not for himself.
Oh.
You know? And so I asked him if that might be an issue. And I said, are there other decisions being made like for that reason? And he went, wow, how do you know all this? And I said, I don't know anything. I'm just
wow.
I'm just following the thread, you know.
Yeah.
So he really didn't want to be playing football. So if he got hurt, he didn't have to. You know, I mean, he had a good excuse not to. He was a good football player, so he was going to go back and play again, but at least it got him out of a game or a practice or two or something, you know. But he also didn't want to go to the college that his parents wanted him to go to. And so, you know, there was some more underlying issues there. And he was dealing with that, and he was just kind of, it manifested as rebellion and as giving him an excuse to not do what he didn't want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, his body gave him an excuse to not do what he didn't want to do. So anyway, that's a couple of examples how the emotion is the thread.
Yes.
That goes from those deep pictures in our hearts to the outer manifestation.
Okay.
Okay, does that help?
Yes, I will ponder what you said. It gave me a lot of food for thought. And my issue is not knowing how to word it, but after this discussion, it helped me have a lot of insight into how that works. So I'll see if I can write a prayer based on what you shared.
Yeah, it might help to know why the emotion is important.
Yeah.
For these
issues. So
go ahead.
What? I'm still wondering. They often ask to connect to an early memory.
Mm-hmm.
And then you heal. Do you heal work the memory or the emotion? Do you
the
work
emotion
on,
related to that? But just right. Bringing it up in that memory gives it more definition, more power, more connection to other memories that are connected to it. And it's kind of like if you were building an upside down pyramid.
Yeah.
And you wanted to, and those were all the memories that were connected to this one issue that started with this one experience, and then everything else built on that.
Yeah.
So what Dr. Alex is hoping we'll do is be able to find that point that it's sitting on and pull that out so the whole thing can come down, so we're not, pulling memories out of the top of it. The wider part, we're pulling them from the point that it's balanced, that it's sitting on, and then, all that, like pulling the domino out, and all of them come apart then, and allows all that to just be healed at once. So, but your heart knows how to do that. If you can't get to that bottom memory, your heart knows those connections. My friend go to the dog pen first didn't mean that there weren't a whole lot of aggravations back in her childhood that we could have talked about, but it was easier. That came up immediately, and so we just used it,
Okay. Good. Thank you. Now, I really appreciate this discussion because it's helping me to understand the whole process a little better. I was kind of going through it by rote, and it was working. It has been working for all these years, but it's nice to understand it better. I haven't looked at the book in many years, probably. It's on my shelf. Thank you for that. Now, if I still need a little guidance writing a prayer, can I communicate with you can I work with you? I mean, separately?
Do you want to email me?
Yeah, yes, please. If I need to do that, to have you guide me a little. I know you're a counselor for people sometimes, right? You do work with people.
Yes, I do.
So I would maybe ask you for a session or something.
Okay, well that's fine. You can contact me at the letter K and then Spooner.
Yes.
So K Spooner, K S P O O N E R. At SKTC.net. That stands for
Southern Kansas.
Yeah, it stands for Southern Kansas Telephone Company. So SKTC.net.
Oh, okay. Good. Thanks very much. Now, I might be able to figure it out on my own.
I'm sure you can. It's just let yourself instead of forcing yourself.
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Kay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm gonna mute you now, but I would like to ask others, particularly the other coach on the line, if she would like to add anything or modify what I've said at all or give any other examples. We'd just be glad to hear from you if you want to talk to us. And if not, okay. That was good. That was, I haven't gone through that discussion for some time, so it was good to do that. No, not going to help me. Okay, then I hope it was good and based on what I think I've learned all these years. That certainly has worked for me anyway. It's to help people get to things. They're often pretty surprised that we can get there that way. But I think that's the connection. I think the emotion is the connection. And that's why it's important to decide how it is we're feeling about it, to take that into consideration. Okay. Other comments or questions, or I'd sure love to have something more. We've got another 25 minutes here that we've got scheduled to be together. Yes, Candy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? Staying cool?
Yes, I'm so thankful for my home that is cool enough. Thank you.
Yes, I'm trying to, too. Now, I believe you did a great job on explaining that, how emotions tie into your memory. I just wanted to share that. Let's see, I think it's been 2 months ago in May 14th when I started keeping after I had a freak of speak, I started keeping a diary of what I was eating and everything, writing it down and drinking. It's now been 2 months when I had the, and all the time I've still been doing the, I really like doing the trilogy. I do believe it's, I like the Healing Codes 2 and the Healing Codes 1, 2, but something about the Healing Codes, the trilogy, I think really brings out it just gives me the boost in energy when I need it and everything. But anyway, what I want to share is I had when I went in, had the blood work, the blood work test was saying, and this was done, I believe, around June the 4th, was saying that my A1C was at 14, which is not good, and for some reason my white blood cell count was off, and he could not figure that out since I was a healthy person. So we had me retest on those, and I retested towards the end. I believe it was June 26th I had those tested. And so the white cell count came out normal, and the A1C was down to 5.4. So I really don't know I don't really know if when I did the blood test, if somebody didn't read it right, or if there was a problem. I don't know, but I just know God took care of the issue that I have now because I'm really paying attention, and because I'm still watching what I eat and drink and everything, because I don't really want to get into I'm really trying to stay out of having diabetes issues, since I know that is in our family, all extended family, among other things. So I'm, yes. And it's making me more aware of, like I said, it's kind of really amazing. I didn't realize when you really pay attention to, I didn't really think I was eating that much sugar, but apparently I put on more pounds than what I had thought I had. And since I'm really watching my sugar, that doesn't mean I don't have something sweet, people. I still do. I write it down. I want to be accountable. So I do believe it really, helped and everything. So I'm just thanking God for his help. And like I said, I do believe 100% in the trilogy, the Healing Coach, people, whatever you have, whether it's Healing Coach 1, if you're a beginner, Healing Coach 2, or if you have started into the trilogy, it all works no matter what you have. And I've been doing this as long as Kay has been doing this. Although Kay's a coach and I'm not, but I really, and the reason why I do these calls is because I do believe it's helpful. It's been, it's helped me with my walk of taking care of my mom for almost 10 and a half years, and other, working with people that are down and out, have issues in the care facilities. It's been very helpful in my walk with the Lord. It's been very helpful to have these tools behind me to help. So I'm just very thankful and rejoicing what God continues to do through my life. Because it's not about me. It's about what I can honor the God through my life and through serving Him. And that's just my only desire, is to serve Him and to bring other people to know Him. That's my, you know, that's my passion in life, is not only the Lord, but to share the codes and try to help people, encourage people and everything. And another thing I will share is when I went into the doctor's office, I had written down, you know, I showed the doctor and the nurse, you know, my, let them see the sheets on what I was getting and everything. And I had written down all my supplements that I take, what I take the supplement for, and my health, how I believe my health was. And I will tell you, because I did all of that, I've always heard in the past where doctors are always in a hurry to leave the room and whatever. Well, I would tell you, in my case, it was not that. The doctor was not in a hurry to leave the room. And he was very passionate and kind towards me. And he asked me, Candy, do you want some extra, you know, additional blood test done? And I said, well, I probably will have that done next year. Because I said, I want to think about which blood test I have, because I don't know what's true, what insurance. I will probably have some more blood tests done next year than I've had done in a couple of years. So, but I didn't walk in up having, you know, a haughty attitude. I just was trying to be sweet and kind and have everything written down and so that he could see and everything. And because I'll tell you what, people, it doesn't matter whether you're on supplements or whether you're on medications, it's very important to have it written down, to have it on you, because whether you have to wind up using a EMS or whatever, you know, like in my situation, I take supplements. I'm not on any prescriptions, which I'm thankful for. But it's still important, you know, that they know what I'm taking, even if it's a supplement. Same thing as a person that has, you know, other issues, to have it written down. So, for me, I've always thought, oh, doctors, we don't care, whatever. And it's really changed my attitude to know that the doctor I have, you know, if you take the time to write things down and everything, it is going to make a difference on. And I just feel like I have a great rapport with my doctor. He's a medical doctor, and he knows I'm doing the supplements and stuff, but he's not tearing me down. I'm not tearing him down. I'm letting him know what I'm doing because I want him to know and everything. So, like I said, it's really taught me to have a positive heart, to be kind no matter who I'm talking to. And, you know, just, and when you are like that, the rewards you get in return are awesome, beyond anything that I could do. And like I said, everything, I just want to give God the credit, because He deserves the credit.
Excellent. And this is a part of the self-control that you're manifesting. After you get love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control comes in there, and it's easier after all that other stuff is kind of under control. And you're expressing that and keeping track of things, and that's excellent. Well, I'm glad for that. For that improvement, that's,
yes, ma'am,
that's
too.
Wonderful. That's wonderfully amazing. Good deal.
Thank you.
And I did remember you talking about that, and I'm glad you shared with us what the outcome has been, because that's really helpful.
Yeah, and I will continue to do this. So if anybody has, you know, like I said, yeah, I'm always open to you know, ideas and things you maybe haven't even thought of before. So, you know, I am. Praying to other people, and on this course will share, because the more people share, the more we all can learn and gain insights. And to, I mean, I'd be anxious to hear how other people are doing Trilogy, even if it's a healing coach one or two, you know, how's that benefiting? How does it help you? Because we all are in ministry together, and the more we can do to help each other, the more we can do to reach out to a world, you know, that needs the information that we have. Not only needs the Lord, but needs the codes and needs, benefit from these energy tools.
Yep, I agree. And I want to say, too, that even the questions we have, like Patricia's question earlier, helps us, because it helps us gain a little more information about, or a little different perspective or whatever about what we're doing. And all the questions and the positive experience and the what do I do next are all good questions and helpful to each of us. So that's excellent. Thank you so much.
Candy. You're welcome. I just want to say to Patricia, thank you for sharing tonight, and thank you for your insights. Sister, you're getting there. Don't get discouraged. Keep on doing the codes. I'm praying for you as you make your transition whenever it's right for you to retire, but you keep on keeping on what you're doing in New York. We need people like you in New York sharing the love of God that you have. God bless you.
Thank you, Candy.
And also, thank God bless you too, Kay.
Thanks. And there's Patricia to comment. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to thank Candy for that encouragement and also for her sharing too. And, yeah, I am gaining from Trilogy, and I love the healing codes too. And, of course, I started doing the healing codes one last week when I was feeling very down, and I think I mentioned it on last week's call, but I'll mention it now again too. I hadn't done the healing codes one in a long time. And I started with unforgiveness, and I just, the second I started doing it, I burst into tears because it was like being with an old friend that I hadn't seen in a long time, and there it was. It was just so wonderful to connect with I think more than any of the things we've learned since, I love the original healing codes. Because they're what I knew first. You know, the way Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz loves the Scarecrow the best. Because that was the one that she met first. It's kind of like that, So,
And they're good.
So,
they're helpful and
they're
strong and all that. So
they're amazing.
It's good. Good. Excellent.
Yeah. So thanks, Candy, for your mention. And I appreciate your prayerful participation in any good energies you're sending. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, both of you, all of you. Appreciate that. Okay. Well, we've got 14 minutes or so. Shall we do another Trilogy round, or do you want to say something else? It's up to you. I'm going to go check online and make sure we're clear there. Okay. Yes, Patricia?
If you're not sick of me already, I have something else I wanted to mention.
Okay.
You know, it took me a while to warm up to Trilogy, but minute three, I didn't get the hang of it for a long time, but I finally did. And I really, especially the third part, the governing and conception vessel, I finally got the hang of it. When you go up from the base to the, all the way up your body and then over the top, and when he says, and his custom codes especially, custom guided codes, to envision the river of energy being light, love, and healing energy and bringing healing to your all aspects of your body, I've been able to develop a really strong visualization of that. And sometimes I use that. Yeah, just sometimes I use it, not even in the context of the code, but, when I'm like elsewhere. And it really, it's amazing. It is amazing. It really brings a lot of healing. And it has also, I have on occasion been able to overcome the exhaustion with that visualization. I was not able to do it this afternoon, but I have. I did last night and different times at work. So, so maybe I need something a little in addition to that. But that visualization is just uncanny. So I just want to express gratitude for that in Trilogy.
Excellent. Good. I'm glad it's helpful to you. It certainly is we're taught about it in Scripture, about that river of energy flowing out of us. Who are connected to to spirit, and so that's part of that. But anyway,
I'd love to know where in the scripture that they refer. I know they talk about a river in different places, but where specific?
Candy, can you help me? Is it John? Somebody told me on a call one night where it was.
Wow. Is it the River of Life, perhaps? I don't know if I remember seeing the word energy in the Bible.
Yeah, it is. It is River of Life, but it's. I don't know if I can get to the.
I can find it. I'll find it. Because I have it. I have a Bible Hub on my iPhone right now. I'll say River.
River of Life, look that up.
They have different, River of the Water of Life, as clear as crystal flowing. That's in the book of
Revelation. Yeah, that's the one that flows from the throne of God. So that's a good one. But that, and that's where, of course, you know, we're connected to that. But there's one that talks about he was connected. I can't quote it, but.
Well, maybe next time you're on the call.
We'll have streams of living water flowing.
Oh.
We'll have streams of living water flowing out of him. Something about the one who is a believer. Can Patty? Can you help me?
Oh, I hear John chapter 7, verse 38. Streams of living water will flow from within him.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
So that's another part of that picture.
It says, whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. This is great. Thank you.
So he is the source of that living water. See?
Yes.
So.
Absolutely.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
Very
okay,
good.
Okay, thanks.
That was certainly worth that conversation. Good.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say? John 7 what?
Oh, 7:38, verse 38.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maybe I will remember that someday. Okay.
Yeah, you could put Bible Hub on your smartphone. It's an app. And then you just type in the words. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have been very chintzy about what apps I get. So I just don't want the whole phone loaded down with them. But I will check that one. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're welcome.
Excellent. Okay. Any other comments, questions? Okay, I'm going to go through Trilogy again. Then you just go through Trilogy again with me, okay? So let's just do it. Inner eyebrow, tapping. Outer eyebrow, temple. Under the eye. Upper lip. Chin, collarbone, sore spot, center of the chest, under the arm, below the nipple, thumb, index finger. Middle finger, pinky, karate spot, G2 with the eyes, eyes open, closed, open, down left, down right, circle up and over, back up and over, hum, count. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hum. Okay. Healing codes portion. Both hands bridge. We ask that images be leased in cellular memories related to this issue. What's bothering me most right now will be found and opened and healed. Both hands Adam's apple by infusing the truth and love and light and life of God into my heart and soul and self. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Left hand, base of the skull, right hand, forehead, palms. Switch. Left hand, forehead, right hand, base of the skull. both hands, low belly. Okay, part three, the governing and conception meridians, and we're going to picture that stream of living water filled with the love and light and life of God flowing freely and powerfully through the healing energy centers being distributed to all our heart and soul and cells. Up the midline and up over crown and to the base of the skull. Two, do it again. Start at the base of the torso and up and stop as long as you notice it someplace that needs extra attention. And then continue. Over the crown to the base of the skull. And one last time, as a beautiful seal, and picturing that power, right up over forehead crown to the base of the skull. Thank you. Okay. Relax. Thank you all. I'm going to open the line. Good night, everyone. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks so much. Thank you, Kay. Thanks, Candy. Good night, all.
Good night, all.
Thank you. Okay.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.